弟兄姐妹们平安。我坐在下面，很少有不想上来讲道的感觉。
Rarely I felt that I don't want to get up on the pulpit.
因为我实在不愿意借着祷告，借着讲道，好像让我们那么美好的赞美敬拜呢，为着好像要停顿，好像要缩短。
I didn't really want to stop or shorten the worship time because of my sermon.
但是我也相信，我们在讲到主话语的时候，我们仍然带着敬拜主的心，
But、
我们一起仍然在享受主的同在。
I believe when we preach and listen to sermon, we can still have a worshiping heart and enjoy God's presence.
这次能够来到你们当中，也是神特别的恩典。
It is God's special grace that I get to come to your church this time.
因为我这一次是相当严重的背部的受伤。
Because on my back had a severe injury.
严重到一个地步，早晨站起来不小心的话，右脚就会因为痛的缘故，人就会摔到地上去了。
It's so severe that if I'm not careful, then I might fall when I get out of my bed.
所以我的医生告诉我说，你现在哪里都不能去，也不能坐飞机。
So my doctor warned me not to go anywhere nor airplane trips.
来这个地方，你们的主题是信从主耶稣，所以我也在学习这样的功课。
Your message is faith in the Lord Jesus, and I'm learning this lesson as well.
所以我教会的同工们，包括我的家人们，都不希望我这一次能够坐飞机到加州来。
None of my coworkers or my family wanted me to come to California this time.
我想除了红姐和念慈以外，大概我的家人都希望我不要跑。
I believe besides the brother you and sister Nancy, none of my families wanted me to travel.
但是感谢主，居然平平安安的到现在，明天就回去了，一切都很平安。
But praise the Lord, everything went smoothly, and then I had peace. Tomorrow I'm going back home.
而且我觉得特别奇怪的是，来到你们这几天，觉得好像腿痛，好像特别好的感觉，我就很稀奇。
Even more wonderfully that I feel much better these days when I'm with you.
然后红金念师告诉我说，你们很多弟兄姐妹们知道我的软弱，在特别为我祷告。
Brother Yu and Sister Nancy told me that many brothers and sisters are praying for me.
但是我也不能这么讲，因为我在别的地方人家也为我祷告，为什么你们这边祷告就特别？
But I can't really say that because wherever I go, people are praying for me, and I don't know why your prayers are special.
我想和你们的主题还是有关系，信从主耶稣。
Probably because of your message, facing the Lord Jesus.
今天我要和你们思想的话，是从马太福音第十六章的13-28.
Today I'm we're gonna ponder upon the passage in Matthew chapter 16 verses 13-28.
这一段的经文，整个十六章是比较少见的一章。
Matthew chapter 16 is a very special chapter.
一件神迹都没有提到。
It did not mention even one single miracle.
那主耶稣是讲到四个短短的教训。
And Jesus had four short teachings.
前面两段是指着法利赛人讲的。
The first two teachings were for the Pharisees.
今天我们是看后面的两段。
Today we'll look at the second the last two.
第一段讲到两件事情。
The first one talks about two things.
讲到他要让门徒知道他是谁。
He wants the disciples to know who he is.
要让门徒知道什么是教会。
And what is a church?
然后再来的两件事情。
And the second two things.
第二段的两件事情，第一个是指到他是神受苦的仆人。
And that he is a suffering servant of God.
他为我们受苦。
And he suffered for us.
那第二段讲到我们要做他的门徒，我们要与他一同受苦。
And we are to be his disciples to suffer with him.
然后最后有一个简短的结论，讲到我们有一个荣耀的盼望。
And lastly, the conclusion is that we have a glorious hope.
刚才 Nancy 讲得很好，我们前面因为有荣耀，所以今天的十字架就算不了什么。
Just as Sister Nancy shared, because of the glory in front of us, today's cross is nothing.
如果我们前面没有荣耀，前面没有复活，我们的信便是枉然。
Without the glory and without the resurrection in front of us, our faith would be in vain.
认识主是谁是非常重要的一件事情。
It's important to know who our Lord is.
我们在座每一位基督徒们
Every Christian here.
我们对主的认识实在是决定我们的身量和我们的侍奉和我们的生活。
And our knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ determines the capacity of our service and our life.
而对主的认识，如果我们是听别人说，耶稣是这样是那样的话，都不重要。
And if we only hear from other people say how Lord Jesus is this and that, that's not good.
重要的话，我们对耶稣的认识是不是从神来的，从天上来的？
What's crucial is that if our knowledge of the Lord is from heaven.
所以在这一段的圣经里面，主耶稣问他们说：“人说我人子是谁？”后来又问他们说：“你们说我是谁？”
So in this passage, Jesus asked his disciples, Whom do people say I am? And then he asked them, Whom do you say I am?
主耶稣是一个非常好的老师。
Jesus was a good teacher.
他知道借着问题来提升他们的兴趣和学习。
He knows how to elevate their interest and then desire to learn through questions.
但是事实上主也一直要问我们你们说我是谁。
And at the same time, the Lord is keeping asking us, Who do you say I am?
因为在这个盖撒利亚腓立比开始耶稣就要一路向着十字架而去了。
Because starting from Caesarea Philippi, he would start this journey to the cross.
门徒很快就要失去他们的老师了。
Very soon, the disciples will lose their teacher.
主耶稣知道他们有一天要单独的面对他们的信仰。
Jesus knew that one day they would have to face their faith alone.
这一天开始他们要自己站在自己信仰的脚上。
There will be a day that they will have to stand on their own feet for their faith.
今天我们和主的关系若是建立在别人身上我们就会绊倒，就会落入到黑暗的里面去。
If today our faith is built on the ground, on other people, then we will one day be stumbled and fall into darkness.
除非我们里面的眼睛真正的看见他是谁，我们的一生就不会动摇。
Unless our hearts, the eyes of our hearts truly know who he is, then our faith will not be shaken.
彼得认识了主。
Peter knew God.
他在路加福音第五章看见整个两船的鱼这个水深之处打到鱼的时候他在主的面前说离开我我是个罪人。
In Luke chapter 5, when he caught two ships full of fish, he said to the Lord, Lord, I'm a sinner, depart from me.
当他到了约翰福音的时候他在提比利亚海边又打鱼又是一夜没有打着。
And in the Gospel of John, by the Sea of Tiberia, one night,Throughout the whole night, he did not catch anything.
然后主叫他下网，又打到153条大鱼的时候。
And then the Lord commanded him to cast the net, and he caught 153 big fish.
在大祭司的院中的火炭旁边，他在使女的面前三次否认主。
Yeah, three times by the fire in the courtyard of high priest, he denied the Lord.
现在他又在提比利亚海边的炭火旁边。三次主问他说你爱我比这些更深吗
And three times by the Sea of Tiberia, the Lord asked him, Do you love me more than these?
第一次主呼召他说从此以后你要得人如得鱼了一样的
The first time the Lord called him, said, From here on, you're going to be a fisher of men.
第二次主呼召他说你牧养我的羊你喂养我的小羊喂养我的羊
The second time the Lord called him, You feed my sheep and you feed my lamb.
第一次呼召的时候他知道他是罪人。
The first time when he was called, he knew he was a sinner.
他知道在耶稣圣洁的主的面前他不配。
He knew that he was unworthy before this holy God.
第二次他在他三次所卖的主的面前他知道他的爱不配。
The second time,Before the Lord he betrayed, he knew that his love was not worth it.
但是主呼召彼得要做牧人。
But yet the Lord called Peter to be a shepherd.
每一次我们的职分。
Every time our ministry.
每一次我们事工的伸展。
Or the growth of our ministry.
每一次我们扩张我们的帐幕。
Every time we expand our tent and tabernacle,
都在于我们对基督的认识有更深一层的启示。
It all depends on our deeper knowledge and the revelation of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们，对主的认识，我们不要停在听到看书的当中。
So let our knowledge of the Lord do not stop at listening to sermon or merely reading a book.
今天我们在座有些年轻人。
We have young people here.
所以我们有英文的翻译。
So we have English translation.
所以我发现我今天的题目好像定得太深了，对年轻人。
I feel maybe my message is a little bit too deep for young people.
但是还好，我也曾经年轻过。
But don't worry, I've been young before. I was young before.
我最怀念的时间就是所谓的 teenager 的时间。
I miss the most my teenager years.
因为我大概是在十二岁的时候开始知道追求主。
So I started pursuing the Lord when I was 12.
然后我在大概13岁的时候被感动把自己献给主。
And I offered myself, consecrated myself at age 13.
我初中二年级的时候开始做儿童主日学的正式的老师。
Okay, eighth grade, I was a regular teacher at Children's Sunday School.
大概在我19岁的时候，我做儿童主日学的校长。
And I became the principal of a Children's Sunday School when I was 19.
而我在这段年纪的时候，我可能把圣经已经读了好多好多好多遍。
And during those years, I finished reading the Bible many, many times.
我学习来信靠主。
And I learned to trust in the Lord.
我说我不要做我奶奶传下来的基督徒。
I said, I do not want to be a Christian because of my grandmother.
我也不要因为我父母亲敬虔爱主，所以我做一个神的孙子。
And I don't want to be a grandson of God.
因为神只有儿女，没有孙子。
Because God only has children, no grandchildren.
所以我初中一年级的时候开始祷告神，说神啊，求你让我认识你。
So when I was seventh grade, I prayed to the Lord, Lord, please help me to know you.
我要 firsthand 认识你。
I want to know you firsthand.
神是很听祷告的神。
And God is faithful, listening to our prayers.
所以神让我学习信靠他。
God teach me how to trust in him.
我在你们这边曾经讲过，我在初中一年级的时候去参加晨更。
I told you before, seventh grade, I learned to have morning devotion.
我需要六点钟起床。
I needed to get up at 6 in the morning.
我故意我不晓得那个时候我们家有没有闹钟啊，红姐。你太小大概不记得。
I don't know if we had a alarm clock and Brother Yu was probably too young.
但是我祷告神，求神六点钟把我叫起来。
So I pray that the Lord will wake me up at 6.
你知道有两次我醒来的时间六点钟，整整六点钟，连秒针都正好从12那边换过去。
You know, twice I woke up and then hands of my watch lined up at 6.
我也记得我和红姐还有恩姐，其实我们小时候都传过福音。
Actually, when we were young, my brothers and I shared gospel before to people.
我们常常都有星期六下午的布道会。
We often have gospel meetings on Saturday afternoon.
台湾南部的雨呢，常常一下就是好几天的好雨。
In the southern part of Taiwan, usually we might have rain for several days.
不是只有下午一个钟头这样子的雷阵雨。
No, it's not just a temporary, like a 1 hour short.
常常在布道会的时候碰到雨季。
So oftentimes, during gospel meetings, we will have raining season.
我们都学习祷告主，求主在我们布道会之前一个小时的时候让雨停下来。
So we learn to pray to God to stop the rain, 1 hour before the gospel meeting.
我们还是很有爱心的，就是说不要一散会的时候就下雨，散会以后半个小时再下雨。
And then, the rain will resume half an hour after the gospel meeting.
那每一次聚会的时候都是这样子，不论下多大的雨，到了聚会之前大概一个钟头左右，那个雨啪就停住了。
And then no matter how heavy the rain was, it would stop 1 hour before the meeting.
然后散会之后，一直到散会之后，大概半个小时多，45分钟还是干什么？那个雨又下来，好像中间没有停过一样的大雨。
And the rain will resume half an hour or 45 minutes after the meeting, as if the rain would never stopped.
后来我到台北读书。
And afterwards, I went to Taipei to study.
他们在台南还是在那边传福音。
My younger brothers remain in Tainan, continue to share the gospel.
我就打电话给他们说，你们要信靠神了，以前你哥哥怎么样怎么样的，雨就停了。
So I will call them and say, you have to trust in the Lord, how I used to pray and the rain will stop.
你知道他们怎么回答我？
You know how they answer me?
这个 piece of cake.
It's a piece of cake.
这是小事情，我们早就，这最基本的事情，我们早就都是这样子的。
This is very fundamental. We have done this all the time.
所以那次我才心里面为他们非常的高兴。
And I was really happy for my younger brothers.
因为信靠主是我们每一个人都要学习的事情。
Trusting in the Lord is a lesson for everyone.
我们不是像抽奖这样子等着看他起来碰上去了，我们感谢赞美主。
We don't trust in the Lord by hitting and miss, and then when we hit, then we praise the Lord.
信是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
Faith is the assurance of things that we are hope for, and the substance of things unseen.
小的信心把我们带到天上，大的信心把天带到地上。
Small faith will bring us up to heaven, and then big faith will bring heaven down to earth.
小的信心我们听神应许我们的祷告，大的信心神成就他自己的美意。
Little faith, God will cause God to answer our prayers, but large faith will cause God to fulfill His purpose.
简单的信心让我们在神的面前听见神听我们的祷告，给我们平安的心，给我们喜乐。
Little faith will cause our prayers to be answered, so we will have peace.
大的信心让我们看不见什么，也得不到什么，但是每一步路踏出去的时候，这个约旦河的水就分开了。
Large faith will lead us to step out in faith, and we will see the River Jordan being parted.
我相信我们每一个人在地上今天都有苦难。
I believe every one of us will have tribulation on earth here.
我们每一个人身上都有一些事情，我们很难和人分享，压在我们的心里。
There will be something, everyone will have something that's oppressing in our hearts and it's hard to share with others.
如果我们不学习信靠神的话，我们的一生就会这样子过去。
If we do not learn how to trust in the Lord, our life will just pass by like this.
如果我们学习信靠神的话，我们就天天只担当一天的担子，但是靠着够用的恩典，我们就能够喜乐。
But by trusting in God, we will carry each day's burden, and we will, by God's grace, rejoice.
你们中间许多的人在祷告的时候，我的心里面非常的欢喜。
As I hear your prayers, my heart rejoice.
我们知道他们，我知道他们是与神同行的人。
And I know that they walk with God.
但是许多人不是这样。
But not many people are like that.
许多人背着过去所有的重担和伤害。
Many may be hurt by the past loads.
然后也被做对未来的恐慌和一切的疑惑。
And they're loaded by the fear and doubt for the future.
所以一个肩膀上面挑着两个担子，一个是过去，一个是将来。
So, a lot of people carry two loads on their shoulders. One is from the past, one is for the future.
我们一直祷告主说，主啊，主啊，你为什么不怜悯我？我的日子好苦啊。
And then we pray, Lord, Lord, why don't you have mercy on me? My days are so hard.
主说谁叫你背这个担子呢？
And the Lord says, why do you carry such loads?
主说我的恩典是够你用的。
The Lord says, my grace is sufficient for you.
主耶稣说凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
The Lord says, anyone who is weary and heavy laden, come to me and I will give you rest.
我们常常想到以色列人，我们说如果我们是他们，我们绝对不会像他们那样子的悖逆顶撞。
We often say that if I were the Israelites, I would never rebel against God like that.
如果我看到红海在我眼前分开，
if I witness the Red Sea being parted before me,
如果我看到马拉从天上降下，
if I see manna rain down from heaven,
如果我看到活水从磐石流出，
if I see water gushing out from rocks,
如果我们看到神在仇敌面前为我们得胜，
if I see God's victory in front of my enemies,
除非我是白痴，要不然我一定会信从主耶稣。
Unless I'm an idiot, I will for sure trust and follow the Lord.
但是希伯来书里面讲得很清楚，这些人都是神所不喜悦的。
But yet the book of Hebrews tells us these people were displeasing to God.
他们试探主40年之久。
They tested the Lord 40 years.
主说我厌烦这个时代的人。
The Lord says, I despise these people.
我花了很多的时间才明白一件事情。
For a long time, and finally, I get to understand.
这些人当然相信神做的工，谁的工作。
Of course, these people believe God's work.
就像今天许多的教会的弟兄姐妹们，像美国的所谓的基督徒，他们相信神。
Just like many Christians in America, they believe in God.
但是主说我不认识你们。
But yet the Lord says, I do not know you.
因为这些人只是口里面称呼主啊，主啊。
Because they only confess with their mouth, Lord, Lord, but yet they do not obey the Lord.
有需要的时候祷告神，神怜悯我们，听我们的祷告，我们感谢赞美主，但是一回头就把主忘掉。
We cry out to God when we are in need. When God answers us, we turn our back to Him right away.
所以后来我自己也不算发明，就算我自己总挂了一句话。
Then I came to a conclusion.
我说以色列人他们相信神。
Those Israelites, they believe in God.
但是他们信而不从。
They believed, but they did not obey.
人在西乃山讲话，他们都听到了。
They heard God's words in Mount Sinai.
他们都听见神亲口说话了。
They heard of God's voice.
但是他们听而不从。
But they heard, but they did not obey.
所以所听见的与他们没有益处，因为他们没有信心。与所听见的道调和。
So what they heard did not benefit them because they did not combine what they heard with faith.
所以神给他们的应许的迦南美地，神给他们应许的真正的安息，他们因为不信从的缘故就不能够进去。
Because of their unbelief, they could not enter into the promised land and receive the blessing.
今天的基督徒其实很辛苦。
Actually, it's hard to be a Christian today.
因为这个世代是充满了罪恶和诱惑。
Because this is a generation full of temptation and sin.
在十六章的前面，主耶稣都说这是一个邪恶淫乱的世代。
Before chapter 16 of Matthew, the Lord says this is a perverse and wicked generation.
我们今天活的日子也是圣经上面所说危险的日子。
And this is also a day of evil and danger.
你们的今年的主题是从以弗所书第一章出来的。
The message of comes from the first chapter of the book of Ephesians.
如果我们知道以弗所书当以弗所的教会当初的他们的光景的话，
If we know the spiritual condition of the church at Ephesus at that time,
我们要看到以弗所书第二章。
Then we should look at Ephesians chapter 2.
他们本来是死在罪恶过犯中间的。
In the chapter 2 of Ephesians, the book says they were dead in their sins and transgressions.
他们行事为人是随从今世的风俗的。
And they follow the ways of this world.
而且顺服空中掌权者，也就是撒旦，而且在背基世子心中运行的邪灵。
And that they obey the ruler of the kingdom of the air, which is Satan, and also the spirit that was at work.
而且是放纵私欲的。
And then they gratify the cravings of their sinful nature.
随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
And they follow the fleshly desires and thoughts.
是可怒之子。
And they were children of wrath.
死在过犯中。
And they were dead in their transgressions.
是一个活的死人。
They were a living dead person.
这是当初的以弗所人。
And that was the condition of the church.
但是因着神的恩典和他们的相信，他们一同复活了。
Because of God's grace and then their belief, they came back to life.
另外，我们如果看到《使徒行传》第十九章的话，
and if we look at Acts chapter 19,
看到保罗在那边花了三年的时间在以弗所传道。
For 3 years, Paul spent 3 years to preach at the church at Ephesus.
他帮助那一些只了解施洗约翰之道的人呢，能够认识主耶稣。
They helped those who only knew about the baptism of John the Baptist.
他让那些练咒赶鬼的以弗所人呢，能够知道耶稣是神的儿子。
He taught those people who were after the sorcerers who Jesus was, the Son of God.
他让一个练咒的一个国家、一个地方呢，他们能够把这一些符咒和书都拿来烧掉。
And then he helped these people at that place to burn up the books related to idols.
他也让这一个以弗所是雅典娜的这个城呢，能够整个被震动，让福音能够在那个地方被传开来。
So that the entire city was shaken and the gospel get to advance.
所以保罗为什么能够成为一个搅乱天下、能够影响福音的人呢？
Why can Paul be such an influential gospel preacher and then so-called troublemakers?
在于他对主耶稣的认识。
It's because of his knowledge of Jesus Christ.
在使徒行传第九章，保罗遇见主的时候。
When Paul met Jesus in Acts chapter 9,
他问主耶稣的第一句话就说：“主啊，你是谁？”
The first thing he said to the Lord is, "Lord, who are you?"
他的一生决定在他问的两个问题。
And his life was determined by the two questions that he asked God.
这是第一个问题。
And this is the first one.
主啊，你是谁？
Lord, who are you?
今天这是我们很认真的。都常常到主的面前来问主说：“主啊，你是谁？”
If we often come to the Lord and seriously ask Him, Lord, who are you?
我们知道保罗他说：“我为他已经丢弃万事，为要得到基督。”
We know that Paul has said, "For him I have forsaken everything and consider them as rubbish in order to gain Christ."
我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的，我以认识基督为至宝。
Those things I used to consider gain, now I consider loss. I only consider the knowledge of Jesus Christ as the most precious.
第二个问题，他说：“主啊，你要我做什么？”
And the second question he asked the Lord, "Lord, what do you want me to do?"
主要他能够在众在人的面前为他做见证。
And the Lord wanted him to be a witness before the people.
使人从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神。
So that people can turn from darkness into light, from the power of Satan to God.
啊，还要让人因着信他的缘故啊，同得基业。
So that men will receive inheritance because of their faith.
保罗说，故事我一生没有违背那从天上来的意象。
So Paul says, I have not been disobedient to the vision from heaven.
所以主耶稣在门徒们要面对耶稣被钉十字架的这个之前。
So before his disciples were to face the cross.
主耶稣问他们说，你们说我是谁？
Jesus asked his disciples, who do you say I am?
也许主要问我们每一个人说，你说我是谁？
Maybe the Lord will ask every one of us, who do you say I am?
我们怎么回答？
How would we answer him?
我们现在和主的关系如何？
How is our relationship with the Lord now?
主在我们生命中是何怎样的一位主？
Who is Lord to you, to me?
这决定我们一生在神面前的关系。
And that determines our relationship with him.
我们能不能够像彼得、像保罗这样子的被神所使用呢？
Can we be used by the Lord like Peter and Paul?
还是我们不小心，我们后来变成前面的法利赛人呢？
Or we might be careless and become a Pharisee.
法利赛人其实是很好的人。
Actually, Pharisees are good people.
他们十一奉献。
They tithe.
轻松一点，很高兴。他一定告诉送 email 说不必再奉献了。
And I'm sure Brother Steve will be happy and send email to them. Stop offering anymore.
他们也禁食。
And they fast.
他们也祷告。
Pray.
但是唯一的问题。
The only problem.
他们是为着自己做的。
They did all for themselves.
他们为着得到人的称赞做的。
In order to get men's praise.
他们经不起神的查看。
They could not be tested by God.
他们所有一切的好的都是在地上，不能到天上。
Every good behavior of theirs only remain on earth, cannot be brought to heaven.
其实我们有的时候连法利赛人都比不上。
Sometimes we are not even as good as Pharisees.
他们不过只是虚假而已。
They are only but hypocrites.
最起码外面做的都还是好的。
But at least their behaviors were good.
我们外面有的时候都做不好。
Sometimes our behaviors cannot even match up.
其实里面也蛮虚假的。
And then we're hypocrites inside as well.
我现在开始喜欢这条领带。
Now I like this tie.
你们有没有看到这条领带？
Have you noticed my tie?
这是一百只羊，然后其中有一只迷失了，主耶稣要去寻找这只羊，对不对？
There are 100 sheep and one of them is lost and Jesus is going to find that lost one.
因为这几年来神呼召我都是做宣道的工作。
And in the past several years, the Lord called me to go into the mission field.
所以我的心都是在那只黑羊的身上。
So my heart is always on that black sheep.
你们这些白羊我都不想来看你们的。
I don't want to come visit you, a white sheep.
但是从另外一件事情来说。
But yet, on the other hand.
我却常常提醒自己。
I often remind myself.
我们许许多多人看起来我们外面都是白的。
Oftentimes we may look like white sheep outside.
但是我们的心的里面有一点黑的。
But yet our heart is a bit dark.
所以这点黑的正好是靠近心脏，对不对？
So that black sheep is close to my heart.
那么这一个黑的东西呢，在神的面前是不是能够被漂白？
Can this darkness be bleached?
能不能够经起父神在暗中的查看？
Can it sustain the testing of our Father in heaven?
整个登山宝训是非常高的要求。
The Sermon on the Mount is a very high demand.
但是很简单的一个 conclusion 让我们能够明白，就是说我们要完全像我们的天父完全一样。
And the simple conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount is be perfect, just like your Father who is perfect.
所以我们做任何的事情，我们都要小心，不要坐在外面，要给父神观看。
So be careful what we do. Don't do it outwardly.
神是
天父，
天父的完全可以使我们逐渐的完全。
The perfection of Father can perfect us.
我们是已经是天父的儿女，已经有了神的生命，这已经是完全的生命，就让他活在我们的里面。
We are already children of the perfect Father. We have a perfect life in us. Just simply let this perfect life live out.
今天要让我们的里面一个黑点都没有。
Today, in order to be blameless and without any blemish inside.
这一段的圣经，主耶稣因为他要上十字架去了。
Well, with this passage, the Lord was about to go on to the cross.
他要让门徒明白几件事情。
He wanted the disciples to know something.
所以他就问他们，你们说我是谁？彼得回答的非常的好。
So he asked the disciples, who do you say I am?
你是基督, 是永生神的儿子。
Peter said very well, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
我们看见约翰在他这个 conclude 整个约翰福音的时候, 他也讲了同样的话。
At the conclusion of the book of Gospel of John, John said the same thing.
他说, 但记这些事, 是要你们知道耶稣是基督, 是神的儿子。
These things were recorded in the book so that you will know that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God.
和彼得讲的是一模一样, 他们两个难道, 真的是很好的宣教的伙伴。
The same thing as what Peter said. No wonder they're good companions, they're
他们,
good partners.
他们真的知道所有的福音的中心就是耶稣是基督, 是神的儿子。
Because they knew the central message of the gospel is that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
我们从圣经的前后文来看到说这个根本不是彼得自己说出来的。
From the context, we know that this is not from Peter himself.
这是天父启示给彼得说出来的。
But the revelation of the Father to Peter.
所以我们的重点就知道神要让我们认识耶稣是谁的话就是说他是基督是永生神的儿子。
Therefore, we know that God wants us to know that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God.
好像整个旧约里面讲到那一位弥赛亚，那一位基督要来。
The entire book of Old Testament talks about the coming of Messiah.
国度、荣耀、尊贵、所有的丰盛、所有的拯救，都要从这一位基督而来。
Kingdom, glory, salvation, all comes from this Christ.
从另外一个角度，也好像看见这是耶稣的职分，他所要做的是要德国，他要做的是要得到荣耀，是要胜过仇敌，是要带进一切的丰盛。
So this is the ministry of Jesus Christ, is to establish a kingdom, to defeat the enemy, to bring up glory.
然后下面一句讲到他是永生神的儿子，讲到生命要赐给我们，凡接待他的，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
And then he's the Son of God, so that anyone who believes in him will have this right to be the children of God, and we will receive this abundant life.
十一界信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So anyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
讲到他的身份地位，他就是神的儿子。
So this is his position, this is his standing, that he's the Son of God.
但是耶稣在这里问的时候，他说：“人说我人子是谁？”他没有说自己是基督，是神的儿子。
But when he asked the question, he says, "Whom do you say I, the Son of Man, is?" He did not say, "I'm the Son of God."
耶稣他一直知道自己是道成肉身的，他来到地上是为着钉十字架的，所以他在肉身中来成就了神的救恩。
Because Jesus, all the way, he knew that he came as the Word become flesh, and in flesh he will fulfill and accomplish salvation.
他在肉身的软弱中，他也大声哀哭，他也学习信靠顺服，给我们开了一条救恩的路。
And in the weaknesses of the flesh, he also suffered, and then he cried out, and he wept. So he obeyed all the way to death and become a living.
这是希伯来书里面一个很大的一个重点，告诉我们说，耶稣是在肉身当中成全了、成就了神的旨意。
So this is the one theme message in the book of Hebrews that in the flesh Jesus Christ accomplished salvation for us.
所以他得回了荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
So he gained a crown of glory and honor.
他就可以领许多。 在肉身当中的人能够得救到底，而且能够进到荣耀里面去。
So he is able to lead many people who are in the flesh into glory.
所以今天我们肉身的软弱不能够让我们在神的面前来停止我们的跟随。
Therefore today the weaknesses of our flesh should not stop us from following the Lord.
因为他是人子，他也经历了所有在肉身限制中间的苦难和顺从。
Because he is the Son of God and he has experienced all the limitations and weaknesses of the flesh.
所以我们今天才有一条路可以照着他的脚中行。
Therefore today we can have a way and then follow his footsteps.
所以神要我们知道耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
Therefore God wants us to know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
所以对神的认识必须从天上从神那里来的启示。So
our knowledge of the Lord has to come from a heavenly revelation.
然后主要让我们认识他的教会。And
God wants us to know his church.
他要我们信从他，也知道他的教会。He
wants us to have faith in him and then to obey his church.
他用他的血买了教会回来。Because
he has purchased church with his blood.
用水借着道要把教会洗净，献给自己，做个荣耀的教会。And
he will sanctify the church with the blood and water and then to offer himself as a glorious church without blemish.
这个教会是基督的。
And that church belongs to Christ.
教会是他的身体，教会是他的心腹。
And church is his body and his bride.
所以神能够把他的荣耀能够借着教会要彰显流露出来。
And God wants to manifest his glory through church.
所以以弗所书一直讲到神的丰盛。
Ephesians, the book of Ephesians keeps talking about his abundance.
神的丰盛在基督耶稣里，也借着耶稣基督。
So his fullness.Is in Jesus Christ and also through Jesus Christ.
要充满他的教会。
And then His fullness will fill His church.
让那充满万有的，带着他的丰盛，能够充满在他的教会当中。
So that the one who fills everything will fill His church.
让教会能够彰显他的丰盛，使别人能够得到神的祝福。
And that church will manifest His fullness and will become blessing for others.
所以这也是以弗所书一开始要我们信从主耶稣的。
That's why in the beginning of the book of Ephesians, it asks for faith in the Lord Jesus.
让我们领受所应许的圣灵，承受所天上各样属灵的福气。
So that we get to inherit, the promise and also all heavenly blessings.
让他的荣耀在我们这些人身上得着称赞。
So that His glory may be made perfect in us.
也能够让世界看见神丰盛的荣耀。
And the world will see His full glory.
这个因着本于恩，也因着信，能够得到神一切的祝福。
So by grace through faith, they too will receive God's blessing.
所以主耶稣借着启示他自己的教会，让门徒们知道他们有一个使命。
Through the revelation of His church, the Lord Jesus wants His disciples to know that they have a mission.
基督要在教会的里面做教会的元首。
Christ will be the head of the church.
他做教会的头。
And he is the head of the church.
教会要成为他的心腹。
And the church will be his bride.
在一切新造的荣耀的里面，他仍然要借着教会来充满，来彰显他的丰盛。
In the glorious new creation, his glory will be manifest through church.
所以他说这是我的教会。
Therefore he says, this is my church.
阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And the power of Hades will not overcome it.
因为耶稣复活了，得着天上地下所有的权柄。
Because Jesus has resurrected and received the power in heaven and on earth.
也握着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And also holds the key of death and Hades.
所以今天真正的教会。
So a real church.
是让别人进到里面得生命。
Will give life when people come in.
让在黑暗的里面，来到里面得到真正的光。
So those who are in darkness will see light.
圣经里面所有说到耶稣基督的事情，今天借着教会要成就在我们的当中。
Everything that the Bible talks about Jesus Christ will be become real and actualized through church.
我们能够想到圣经里面一些很普通的话。
We can think of many sayings in the Bible.
讲到我们信他的人就可以得生命。
Like anyone who believes in him will receive life.
我们信从主耶稣，我们就可以罪得赦免。
If we believe in Jesus Christ, our sins will be forgiven.
我们信从主耶稣，我们里面就可以得着活水的江河。
By believing in Him, we will have this stream of living water flowing out of us.
我们信从主耶稣，我们里面就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
And by believing in Jesus, we will have this unspeakable, glorious joy.
我们信从主耶稣，我们就能够永远不再死。
And by believing in Jesus, we will never die.
我们信从主耶稣，我们可以永远不渴。
By believing in Jesus, we will never thirst again.
这些都是教会。
And all these.
若是我们信从主耶稣。
If we believe in Jesus.
我们真正的信从主耶稣。
If we truly believe in Jesus.
带着各样需要重担苦难的人来到教会的里面，就可以得到神所应许的祝福。
Anyone who comes with all kinds of needs or burdens.And they come to church, they will receive these blessings.
所以我们不能够把信从主耶稣只限制在我们个人身上要得到神的祝福。
So please do not limit our faith in the Lord Jesus only on our individuals for us to receive blessings.
我们信从主耶稣是让我们成为一个祝福的管道。
By believing in Jesus, our faith in Jesus will become channels of God's blessings.
我们信从主耶稣让别人认识主耶稣。
So that others may know Jesus.
我们信从主耶稣，让别人得到主耶稣。
Our faith in the Lord Jesus will help others to receive Jesus.
我们信从主耶稣，也不是外面的信仰，而是让我们活着不再是我们，乃是基督在我们里面活着。
Our faith in the Lord is not mere outward religion, but Christ living in us.
所以我讲到，我是一个宣道的人，所以我说信从主耶稣，其实有一方面也是让别人信从主耶稣，也是宣道的好题目。
Actually, As a missionary, I believe faith in the Lord Jesus is also a good sharing because then other people will have faith in the Lord Jesus.
所以我们要认识，我们要得到神那里来的启示，让我们自己清清楚楚认识主。
Therefore, we need to receive heavenly revelation from God so we know who Christ is.
今天的年轻人
Young people today
很忙啊
They're very busy、
以前是电脑玩具很多、
They used to have a lot of computer games、
现在是电脑上面的这个 talking 很多
Now they、do a lot of talking on the computer
现在又出来很多这个 iPad 的东西那更不得了
And now they have iPad and all other electronic、
耳朵听着 iPad
They're kind of scary
耳朵在听 iPad 的音乐
That they would be listening to iPod with their ears.
手上拿着手机打 text message.
And then they'll be sending text messaging with their hands.
我的小儿子还可以一面开车一面发 text message.
My younger son can even send text message while driving.
现在的年轻人简直是手脑并用，完全发挥人的潜能。
They fully utilize their potentials and multitask.
但是很多年轻人到最后就是没有时间看书。
But then they end up have no time reading books.
我不晓得基督徒的年轻人是不是也没有时间祷告。
I don't know if young Christians don't have time to pray.
这个太花时间了，太 lonely 了，太没有意思了。
It's really meaningless. Spend too much time.
我听一个牧师讲过，今天的年轻人，他们所有的关系都是建立在平面的关系和他的朋友的关系。
I heard a message from the pastor that Today, young people, their relationships are all like horizontal. They are like level.
他们最重要的就是他的朋友。
What's the most important is their friends.
他们的直线的关系和神的关系和父母的关系和学校的关系都是很淡薄的。
And the vertical relationships with God, with their parents, with their teachers are very minor.
当他们环境一改变的时候，他们就 get lost.
As their situation changes, they are lost.
不晓得你们和神的关系直线的关系今天怎么样
I don't know how is your vertical relationship with God today
若是我们和神的关系不够的话我们到外面去的话怎么能够传福音做见证呢
If our relationship with God is not good enough how can we share the gospel with the world
我们也很难在这个时代的里面站立得住
And it's hard for us to stand firm in this generation
我们也不能够消极的说这样子的话主啊你快来算了
We cannot passively say, oh, if things are like this, Lord, come back quickly.
We believe
God will have sufficient grace and power to enable us to become overcomers in our generation.
主说了这句话以来，两千年来，教会仍然胜过仇敌所有的权势。
After Jesus said this for 2,000 years, His church still overcome the power of Hades.
阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
The power of Hades cannot overcome it.
我们用信心说阿们。
Let's say amen in faith.
教会是属天的。
Church is heavenly.
是属主的。
It's of the Lord.
是基督荣耀的身体。
It's the glorious body of Christ.
是基督圣洁的心腹。
It's the holy bride of Christ.
是属天属神的教会。
It's a heavenly, it's of God.
无论世代如何黑暗，如何的凶险。艰难教会永远是得胜的
No matter how dark and evil the generation is our church, The church is always victorious
但是教会需要的一般人
But church needs a group of people
引进来下面的两段话语
To bring forth the other two messages
主自己做了一个受苦的榜样
The Lord has become an example of a suffering servant
他为了拯救我们
In order to save us
这第一个亚当犯了罪
The first Adam sinned
主耶稣成了第二个亚当
And the Lord Jesus became the second Adam
他为着第一个亚当和他所有的主类在神的面前成为咒诅受了咒诅
He became cursed for Adam and his race
神是那无罪的替我们成为罪
And God has made us sinless to become sin for us
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义
So that we become God's righteousness in him
主耶稣面向耶路撒冷而去
The Lord Jesus faced toward Jerusalem.
他完全顺服神的旨意。
He completely obeyed God's will.
当他和门徒讲他要去受苦的时候
When he shared with his disciples that he was about to suffer.
彼得马上就在那个地方说了主啊这是万不可临到你身上等等。
Peter immediately said, Lord, let it not be so to you.
所以我们看见主的眼睛根本不是看在彼得和门徒的身上。
We see that the Lord's eyes were not set on Peter and his disciples.
他定睛在神给他的旨意上面。
He set his eyes on the will of God.
所以他说，撒旦退我后边去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Therefore he says, Satan, get behind me because you are not mindful of God's will, but only man's will.
所以耶稣的眼睛永远看在神的身上。
So the eyes of Jesus always set on God.
他的心已经定义面向耶路撒冷。
And his heart was determined toward Jerusalem.
今天我们在神的面前有没有这样的心智和警醒？
Do we have this kind of mindset?
我们知道什么是出于神的，什么是出于撒旦的。
Can we discern what is from God and what is from Satan?
我们坚持以神的旨意为念。
That we will hold fast to only be mindful of God's will.
要完成神所托付给我们的使命和工作。
To accomplish what God has entrusted us.
然后最后耶稣对门徒说了。
And then Jesus said to the disciples,
讲到他们要与主一同受苦。
That they will suffer with the Lord.
讲到十字架的路。
And the way of the cross.
这里讲到说你们有人若有人要跟从我。
It says, if anyone wants to follow me.
这句话我越来越觉得是教会里面越来越少讲的一句话。
I hear less and less of this statement at church now.
很多的教会都不再讲这句话。
Many churches do not say this anymore.
因为讲道的人自己做不到。
Because the preacher himself cannot even do it.
包括我在里面。
Including myself.
不太敢讲这句话。
We dare not to talk about
it. 也不懂这句话什么意思。
And we do not understand what it means.
而且弟兄姐妹们也不喜欢听这句话。
And brothers and sisters don't like to hear about it.
讲的白讲，讲的没用。
So it's meaningless to talk about it.
因为讲的人不懂，听的人也不懂。
It's useless because either the speaker or the listener understand.
但是看都看得懂。
But yet we all understand. We can see it.
舍己。
It's self-denial.
舍己。
Self-denial.
也是要把自己倒空。
To empty ourselves.
今天我越来越觉得教会所以出问题。
More and more that I see problems at church.
我越来越觉得弟兄姐妹们不能够跟随主。
Or brothers and sisters fall short in following the Lord.
越来越觉得我们在主的面前为什么不能够继续成长。
Or why is that we stop growing?
都是没有做好舍己这两个字。
It's all because we do not deny ourselves well.
我们都是原位犹存。
We keep our original self.
我们都是各有其特点。
And we have all our own,
唯一缺少的就是基督的荣美。
And the only thing lacking is the glorious beauty of Jesus.
我们不愿意神来动我们。
We do not want God to touch us.
我们可以奉献金钱，奉献时间。
We can offer our time and money.
甚至牺牲家庭。
Or even sacrifice our family.
甚至于牺牲我们的职业。
Or even our, profession.
但是神不能够碰我们里面的自我。
But yet God cannot touch our inner self.
神啊，外面白的都可以拿，里面那点黑的不可以动。
Yes, Lord, you can take away all the white things outwardly, but don't touch the darkness inside of me.
那是我为自己保留的一点点。
That is the little thing I reserved for myself.
我有一些我自己需要活下去的东西。
I need to hold on something in order to live.
没有这个的话，我的人生太无聊。
Without it, my life is too boring.
没有这个的话，我太没有安全感。
Without it, I don't have sense of security.
活着也没什么意思。
And it's meaningless for me to go on.
我们总有一点地方保留在那个地方，主是不能碰的。
There's always this little reservation that the Lord cannot touch.
人也不能碰的。
And man cannot touch either.
如果碰到那一点的话，马上六亲不认，翻脸成仇。
And then if anyone touches that, and then we turn against them.
而且。不是我们最亲的人都不知道，甚至我们自己还不清楚。
Not only that our close friends don't know, even ourselves are not aware of it.
那个地方是我们在仇敌面前的 hot spot.
That is the hot spot.
Hot button.
Hot button before our enemy.
一 push 我们就跳起来。
As soon as it pushed, we jump.
只要一碰到，我们一定跳起来。
Once pushed, we jump right away.
所以仇敌找到以后。
So after the enemy found it.
他就放心了。
Then the enemy can rest.
他让你去参加吹聚会，他让你去参加培灵大会，他让你去到处传福音，他让你去讲道。
The enemy will let you to go to retreats, conferences, or even to preach.
让你去爱主。
And then the enemy will allow you to love the Lord.
到了关键时刻。
But at critical moments.
Push.
You push your hot button.
You jump.
And then you jump.
他就 laugh.
And
他就笑了。
And he laughs.
今天我们身上都有一个隐藏的一个地方，我们还没有交给主。
Today we all have this hidden spot that we have not committed.
那个少年官说：“律法我全部都遵守了，我还缺少什么呢？”他知道他缺少。
The young ruler says, "I have obeyed all the laws. What else do I need?" So he knows that he has a need.
因为主把他一步一步引到这里，让他承认他还缺少。
Because the Lord led him step by step to a point that he confessed he has a need.
我们没有达到我们心中想要的成熟，我们信主这么久，我们没有突破我们的难处。主要我们在主的面前也要问主说：“主啊，我还缺少哪一件呢？”
If we've been Christian for a long time and we have not yet reached the maturity that we wanted, or we do not have the breakthrough that we long for, we ought to ask the Lord, "Lord, what do I need?"
就说。变卖你所有的。
The Lord says, sell everything you have.
把里面那个黑的，不论是什么东西，有的是财产，有的是名誉，有的是享受，有的是各式各样的东西，有的就是 Internet, 有的就是 I 什么东西什么东西，有的是 E 什么什么东西 ,OK? 就把它 throw away.
Sell everything you have, that a black spot inside of you, whether it's money, wealth, fame, or I something, or E something, whatever that is, throw it away.
就是说如果你不丢掉
The Lord says, if you don't throw it away,
不要说就是这么一个 spot,
maybe it's just, don't think that it's just a small spot.
如果整个都是变成那个 spot, 都变成黑的，都变成你的了，就是你即使赚得了全世界，但是你失去了我，你有什么益处呢？
The Lord says, not just a little spot, even if you get the whole world and you lose me, what does that do to you?
我讲一些话是不太应该在这里讲的。
I say something that I maybe should not say it here.
中国人是一个自私的国家。
Chinese are a race of selfish people.
所以我们才叫做一盘散沙。
That's why we're like a play of sand.
每一个人都保护自己。
Everyone is protecting themselves.
我们太聪明了。
We're too smart.
所以我们没有办法和别人合作。
So we cannot cooperate with others.
我在宣道广场看到许多的人在那个地方为着主，已经抛家离弃一切，在那个地方传福音为着主。
In mission fields, I have seen many missionaries. They have sacrificed, abandoned all things to serve the Lord.
你听他的见证，看他的代祷信，真是受感动。
You would be moved by their testimonies and their intercession letters.
但是如果另外一个中国的宣教士也到他那个地方去，也在那边传福音的话，他就开始生气不高兴。
But if another Chinese missionary go to his field and start preaching the gospel, then he will be upset.
他就会觉得我是先来的，你干嘛来和我抢呢？
And then he will think that I'm here first. Why are you here to take my place?
你应该先来向我报道，然后这个拜见地头蛇。
You should come first to visit me and then get my approval.
你如果愿意听话的话，我就让你做二档头。
If you listen to me, then you will be my subordinate.
要不然的话，你到别的地方去。
Otherwise, please go ahead, find another.
全地不都在你的面前吗？你离开我吧。
The whole earth is in front of you. Please depart from me.
我看到许多的中国的宣教机构比不上有一些的很多的非中国人的宣教机构。
I see that Chinese run mission organizations are not as good as those.Run by non-Chinese.
一个中国人比别人都优秀。
A single individual Chinese.
两个、三个中国人要在一起的时候就比不上别人的 teamwork.
But when you put two or three Chinese together, the teamwork is not as good as others.
求主让基督徒开始改变。
May the Lord help Chinese Christians to start the change.
没有自己的 agenda 在里面。
That we no longer hold our own agenda.
因为设计没有做好。
Because we're not good at self-denial.
我们不是全部为主。
We are not wholly for God.
我们还有一点为自己。
We have reserved something for ourselves.
为什么不能够和别人一起合作，然后你的报告就改一改就好了吗？
Why can't you just cooperate with others?
为什么一定要把所有的功劳归在你一个人手下，然后给你后方做一个很好的报告呢？
Why is that you have to take all the credit for yourself so that you have a glorious mission report?
我们为的是当地的人，为的是他们认识神，他们信从主耶稣。
We should be all for the natives, for their faith in the Lord Jesus.
我们知道那个有一个苏尔的圣彼得大帝，他说我可以征服列国，但是我不能够征服自己。
there's a famous empire, Russian empire, St. Peter. He says, I can overcome the earth, I cannot overcome myself.
我们也知道有一个Charles在800年的时候, 他是一个创办的法兰克的国家非常的强大。
There's this person, Charlie, in the 800 AD, he built the empire of Frank.
他死的时候, 他叫他们给他坐在王位上, 然后穿着王服, 戴着王冠。
When he died, he told his people to put his body on the throne with a crown.
然后叫他们把圣经打开, 放在他的膝盖上, 手指说, 马太福音16章26节, 人若赚得全世界, 赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢?
And he asked his people to open up the Bible, put on his lap, and have his finger placed on Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. If anyone who gained the whole world and yet lose himself, what good is it to him?
信从主耶稣是让我们做主的门徒。
To have faith in the Lord Jesus is to be his disciple.
信从主耶稣是要让别人因着他的教会得到祝福。
Our faith in the Lord Jesus will help others to be blessed by His church.
我们要做到这样子, 我们必须把自己献上当作活祭, 背起十架跟随主。
So we have to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to offer ourselves and follow the Lord.
保罗把自己献上。
Paul offered himself.
他把以前与他有益的现在当作有损的。
Everything he considered gain in the past, now he considered loss.
他在罗马书讲了那么多的真理之后, 他讲到说, 弟兄们, 我以神的慈悲劝你们, 将真理献上当作活祭。
After he explained all the truth in the book of Romans, he says, Brothers, by the mercy of God, I urge you to offer your bodies as living sacrifice.
所以保罗在那个地方劝勉我们在哥林多后书第五章，他告诉我们，我们有一天要到神的审判台前。So
in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul urges us that one day we will all stand before the judgment seat.
所以他背起十架，他舍掉一切背起十架跟随主，好像活在审判台前一样的生活。So
Paul, after he forsake everything and followed the Lord, he lived a life as if he was standing before the judgment seat.
保罗也说有虽软弱我不软弱，他说我什么时候软弱，就什么时候刚强，因为有一个敞开的施恩座，让他去得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。But
yet Paul also experiences physical weaknesses, and he says whenever he's weak, he will come before the throne of grace.
所以很重要的一件事情就是当我们信从主耶稣的时候，我们要常常借着他来到主面前。So
one important thing is that by believing in the Lord Jesus, we ought to often come before Him.
Okay. 因为有一个敞开的施恩座, 所以我们可以天天活在他的审判台前。
Because there's a mercy seat open up for us, therefore we can stand before the judgment seat.
所以我们要常常进入我们的内室, 关上门, 祷告我们暗中的父, 来到他的面前, 得到我们每一天够用的恩典。
Therefore, we should always go back to our inner chamber and to receive grace and mercy from our Father who is in secret.
我常常在一些很好的教会，像你们这样教会的时候，我就觉得这些人都应该到外面去宣道去。
Whenever I come to a good church like yours, I always feel that you should all go to the mission field.
因为人们需要主。
Because people need the Lord.
你们这些人都已经遇见主，都已经认识主，应该出去把人，把你们所认识的主带给那些需要耶稣的人。
You have all known and met the Lord. You should go out and share your Lord with those who do not know God.
我们在这个地方敬拜赞美主，我们出去的话，见证荣耀主，传扬主。
So we are here to worship God, and when we go out, we preach and glorify God.
让每一个人进到这个地方遇见主，然后出去这个地方传扬主，多好呢！
So that everyone who comes here will meet the Lord, and then they will go out and preach the Lord.
不需要漂洋过海，就到你邻居的家里敲个门，把主的爱带给他就好了。
You don't have to go overseas. Just go to your neighbor, knock on their door, and share God's love with them.
我们信从主耶稣，我们也活出主耶稣，我们也传扬主耶稣，也荣耀主耶稣。
We believe in the Lord. We live out the Lord, and then we share the Lord, and we glorify the Lord.
年轻人，我是没有时间和你讲，因为今天我太太在这个地方，我不能讲我过去的事情。Young
people, sorry, I cannot share with you my youth because my wife is here today.
她以前告诉我，这个已经好久十几年前的，然后后来变成二十几年前的，现在就多少年前我都不能讲。Because those
things will happen too many years ago, I cannot tell you.
但是我在年轻的时候，所有的事情祷告神，神都听我的。
But when I was young, whatever I prayed to the Lord always answered.
无论考试，无论交朋友，无论生孩子，无论找工作，无论需要钱，无论干什么，每一件事情祷告神，神都听我的。
So I pray for whether it's exams or my marriage, my jobs or my children. The Lord answered every single prayer.
秘诀在，只要我信从他，他就听从我。
The secret is that if I trust in Him, He will answer me.
只要我真的讨他的喜悦，他就听我的祷告。
If I truly please Him, He will listen to my prayer.
我们谁得不到，因为我们反过来。
We do not have it because we do the opposite.
就像我们常常需要让5000人吃饱，剩下12个篮子，但是我们五饼二鱼放在口袋这里面，不肯拿出来。
Just because oftentimes we want to feed the 5,000 and have leftover in 12 baskets, and yet we will not offer up the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
我们要属灵的复兴得到大大的祝福，但是我们的祭物不肯献在坛上。
We want spiritual revivals, but yet we refrain from offering sacrifices on the altar.
我们想要一生荣耀主，但是我们的心却不肯交给主。
We want to glorify God all of our lives, and yet we will not give Him our hearts.
我们活着不是为自己。
We do not live for ourselves.
再说人们需要主。
Let me say it again. People need the Lord.
再说主要我们成为他的见证人，直到地极。
And God wants us to be His witnesses to the ends of the earth.
再说主要我们能够成为使人与神和好的使者。
And God wants us to be ambassadors to bring reconciliation to between men and God.
主赐福给我们是要借着我们使别人得福。
God bless us so that people will be blessed through us.
神让中国教会蒙福，是要使万国因着我们得福。
God bless Chinese churches so that all nations will be blessed by Chinese churches.
主告诉我们，他是基督，是神的儿子。
God tells us that He is the Christ, the Son of God.
主告诉我们，他要建造那一个胜过死亡的教会。
The Lord says He will build a church that will overcome and conquer death.
他告诉我们，他为我们做了受苦的榜样。
And then He has been an example of a suffering servant.
他要我们舍己背起十字架来跟随他。
He wants us to deny ourselves, take up the cross and follow Him.
不要只为现今或短暂或过去的在这里追求，我们要追求那存到永远的。
Please do not pursue those things who are temporary, but pursue those who are eternal.
有一天我们还要到荣耀的宝座面前去，我们得到他的奖赏。
One day we will all appear before the throne of glory and receive reward.
愿主祝福你们这一年，都在信从主耶稣、亲爱众生徒的事上，真的能够恩上加恩的，能够得到神的祝福。May
the Lord bless you so that in your faith in the Lord and love all the saints be truly blessed.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
让我们学习照着你的榜样行。
That we will follow your good example.
让我们真的能够从你那里能够得到天上所有的启示来认识你。
That we will receive from your heavenly revelation to truly know you.
也知道你的旨意是要建造你荣耀的教会来彰显你所有天上的丰盛。
To know that your will is to establish your glorious church to manifest the glories in heaven.
也让我们来传扬那位罪人受苦受死复活的耶稣基督。
That we will also preach about Jesus Christ who suffered for the sinners.
也让我们背起十字架跟随你。
That we will take up our cross and follow you.
让我们今天就活在审判台前。
That today we will live a life before the judgment seat.
靠着够用的恩典。
Through sufficient grace.
一直到荣耀中能够侍奉见证敬拜你。
Until that we get into glory to see you, that we will all serve you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.